Nowadays, when we think of freedom, we think of freedom from something in order to do whatever we want. But is that true freedom or not? Would that life of freedom lead us toward a deeper communion, a greater society, and a personal understanding of one another? Or is that freedom will create chaos and only centered around ourselves? My brothers and sisters, this postmodern sense of freedom and understanding of freedom is only about ourselves, and it's very prone to chaos as well as anarchy, and prone to manipulation. Because if we're all free to do whatever we want, what would happen if someone stand in our way? We either will use power, influence, or whatever mean possible to remove that obstacle, right? Including God. So, Friedrich Nietzsche, one of the postmodern philosopher, once said, imagine a world that God did not exist. And I think this is where we are living now. We have imagined a world for our own self that God did not exist, where we're free, quote-unquote, to do whatever we want. And then God then become an obstacle to that freedom, an obstacle for us to fully realize ourselves. That's why I have a big problem whenever people begin to say that live the best version of yourself. What did that mean? If we're not careful, that becomes so egocentric, that God then only become a cheerleader for me, God is only my supporter. God is somehow the one who act like a butler in order to remove everything that might impede whatever I want. But if that is the life of freedom that we're looking for, then we will never attain the peace that Jesus have promised us in the gospel. Today, when you hear the gospel reading, Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. But, he said, not as the world gives do I give it to you. Not the peace of the world, but peace that comes from God and the freedom that comes from God. And that's why Jesus said, do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. He knows that this world will attack us and we will be troubled, and at times we will be afraid because they try to diminish us and try to attack us and label us as if we are not worthy of this new lifestyle and we have no part in this world. But for those who chase after a false sense of vanity and freedom, they will always remain enslaved, bitter, resentful, frustrated, because they can never be free to live for someone. And for us as Catholics and as Christians, our freedom, our true freedom, is the freedom to live for God. As children of God, as disciples of Christ Jesus, and instrument of the Holy Spirit. So for us, as Christians, as believers, disciples of Christ, our true freedom is not freedom from something. Freedom for someone. For deeper purpose, for deeper mission, for an eternal goal and destiny. That's why in the second reading today, you read from the book of Revelation that at the end of the day, there shall be no more temple, for the temple is the Lord God and the Lamb. And the city had no need of sun or moon to shine it, for the glory of God gave it light, and its lamp was the Lamb. God is the center of all of our worship, all of our identity, of everything that we are. If God is not the center, if God is not the first, if God is not the end, then who? And so, which lead me toward the second point. In the ancient and medieval philosophy, we focus a lot on the telos, or the end. If we don't know our end, then we are just going to chase after things that might sound nice, that seem to be appealing and sentimentally or emotionally or humanly attractive. But if we don't know our end, then where are we going? And if our end is only for ourselves, then we will be the most miserable people out there. We're lost, even though, aka, we might be free to do whatever we want. But have you ever seen people who seem to be so free because they live a lifestyle in order to do whatever they want? Are they truly free, though? Are they truly at peace with themselves? And do they know who they are deep from within? Oftentimes, those who seem to be most free are the most miserable and the most filled with hurt, because they have spent their whole life trying to prove themselves, trying to be someone that they can truly never be. For us as Christians, God is never an obstacle. God is never an obstacle. He doesn't stand against us. He's not somehow taking away our freedom. But by being children of God, our Heavenly Father, disciple of Christ Jesus, and instrument of the Holy Spirit, we are truly free to be who we are instead of the enslavement of this world. So I would like to invite you to really reflect on this. Are you free, or are you enslaved to the things of this world? Are you at peace with yourself, or are you still filled with a lot of worries and all the busyness of this life? Take a moment to step back and to truly reflect on the meaning and the purpose of life. The telos, the end of where we're going. All the things we're trying to hold on to, all the things that we think will make us happy, are they? Or are we enslaved to them? My brothers and sisters, God is important. We can lose everything and we will be misunderstood at times. But let me assure you this, my brothers and sisters, if you know who you are and if you stay strong and faithful to who you are, as sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father, as disciples of Christ Jesus, and instrument of the Holy Spirit, this world will have no power over you and me. Whoever is trying to lie to us, even if it sounds so appealing and nice, we will have the ability to say, "You have no power over me. I know who I am. I know who I belong to. I know where I'm going." My brothers and sisters, this is the sense of belonging, the peace that can only be known in Christ Jesus, the peace that deep from within, the peace that Jesus wants to lead to us and give to us, not that the world gives, but He gives. We will be troubled and be filled with fears at times, but do not be afraid. Seek God, love God, and allow ourselves to be free in Him instead of being enslaved to this world, because He is the truth, the way, and the life. So, the next time someone is trying to guilt or shame us into doing something, say that I don't have to prove to you who I am. I know who I am. The saints did that. Even though they had to go, underwent a lot of trials and hardships, being misunderstood, and even time persecuted by the people around them, They didn't have to prove themselves to anybody, because they knew who they are. Be saints. Seek holiness. Know who you belong to, and abide in that ever-giving, never-ending, everlasting love. The love that comes from Christ Jesus. The love that will lead us home. The love that makes us free. The love that gives us peace.